another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Thanks for listening, such as KPOK 1340 AM in Bowman, North Dakota. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, going to share a little good stuff with you today along the way. Cattlemen save the date, Monday, December 4th for the TK Angus 40th production bull and female sale hosted at the ranch east of Valentine, Nebraska. Selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Simmental bulls, also 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of their 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with a commercial cattleman in mind, that's Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine, or you can bid online at Superior Livestock and DV Auction. That's TK Angus, Valentine, Nebraska.
And sounds like it's time to match up with the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insight of cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belfouche, South Dakota. Visit TSLN.com.
All right. Well, Kim, I'm going to share something about deer hunting. Short one.
Okay.
What are you going to get?
I've got a pumpkin pie recipe I'm going to share with everyone.
A real pumpkin pie recipe?
Yes.
Oh.
Of course.
Well, this is just called Deer Hunting, and I do not know the author or who sent it in. It just showed up.
Okay.
Two deer hunters from Bismarck, North Dakota, were dragging their dead deer back to the car. Another hunter from Fargo approached, pulling his along too. Al said, "Hey, I don't want to tell you how to do something, but I can tell you that it's much easier if you drag the deer in the other direction. Then the antlers won't dig into the ground." After the third hunter left, the two decided to give it a try. A little while later, one hunter said to the other, "You know, that guy was right. This is a lot easier." "Yeah," the other hunter said, "but we're getting farther from the truck."
Oh, no. Is that a Norwegian joke?
I just was thinking, was that a, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. The countdown is here. Thanksgiving is this week. And this is a no-fail pumpkin pie recipe. No Thanksgiving dinner is complete without pumpkin pie. I think everybody's going to agree. Here's an easy recipe for this delicious traditional dessert. Using a dangerous knife, cut the top off a large pumpkin. Inside, you will find a mess of stringy, stanky, slimy pumpkin innards. Scoop them out and discard them. Now, discard the rest of the pumpkin because the simple truth, obvious to anyone with half a brain, is that no part of the pumpkin looks, smells, or tastes anything like so-called pumpkin pie. This is why nobody actually makes pumpkin pie. Everybody buys it at the supermarket. The question is, what does the supermarket put in there? The Food and Drug Administration is investigating this. There you go, pumpkin pie.
I have a short one about caffeine.
Okay.
This came a while back. "Caffeine is my shepherd. I shall not doze. It maketh me wake in green pastures. It leadeth me beyond the sleeping masses. It restoreth my buzz. It leadeth me in the paths of consciousness for its namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of addiction, I will fear no equal. For thou art with me, thy cream and thy sugar, they comfort me. Thou preparest a carafe before me in the presence of the Starbucks. Thou anointest my day with pep, my mug runneth over. Surely riches and taste shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of mochas forever."
Ooh, yum.
That was just funny. I just thought I had to share that if you're a caffeine aficionado. Kim, what are you going to finish with?
12 reasons to be thankful you burned the turkey. Salmonella won't be a concern. Everyone will think your turkey is Cajun blackened. I thought that was good. And uninvited guests will think twice next year. Your cheese, broccoli, lima bean casserole will gain newfound appreciation. These are reasons to be thankful you burned the turkey. Pets won't bother to pester you for scraps. No one will overeat. The smoke alarm was due for a good test. And more reasons to be thankful you burned the turkey. Carving the bird will provide a good cardiovascular workout. You'll get to the desserts even quicker. And to wrap it up, after dinner, the guys can take the bird to the yard and play football with it.
Those are good. A little Thanksgiving humor and tips for you here.
That's right. That came from Rebecca at the Senior Center in Valentine. So she had that in her newsletter. I thought it was very funny.
Folks, if you have something to share with the good stuff, all you have to do is send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it. One day it might pop up right here on the good stuff.